Hi, everybody. Tonight is our special program, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. This is Ron Amatron, and this is where the light beings will work with you. We'll be going to the Light Ship for healing probably in about 5 minutes. And hopefully we'll have some seers on who can see light beings, and we'll have a wonderful evening. So let's start you off with an emotional clearing, and we'll go back 5 days in your life here. And you can also select an issue if you wish, but it may go back prior to that if you wish. So here we go. We'll first do 5 days ago. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And think of an issue that goes back from now to your conception, and just think about it here. And we'll see if we can take away some of that energy from it. Could be anything. Could be like a bankruptcy. A sticky divorce situation, a car accident, just many things. And here we go. So I'll count to 10 to clear it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a feeling body clearing. And this is like the other side of the coin of the emotional one. The feelings are a little deeper. Here we go. So 1, 2, same process, 5 days ago. Cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Now we'll take an issue here, maybe the same issue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a mental body clearing. This will help to reorganize your left and right brain. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's drop everybody into their heart center. So think of an elevator. We're going to go from like the 10th floor going down to the first. And the 10th floor is, say, your head, where your thoughts are, what you think with inside of your head. And the first floor is your heart center. So I'm going to drop you down. I'll just command the energy by counting from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. You should feel like your thoughts are coming from your heart center. Think a thought. You'll not have a negative thought or a positive one, because either one of those is judgment. So, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Sylvia, are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and good night, and welcome, everyone. And we have a question actually on the fast chat from Nancy asking if we take questions. And yes, we do take questions for Ron, so please do type in a question, or if you have a comment on a particular healing that he's doing or anything like that, please go ahead. And like Ron said a few minutes ago, we'll be going to the Light Ship in just a few minutes, which is a wonderful opportunity for healing. If you haven't experienced that, it's just fantastic. So sit back, relax, and kind of get settled in for that. And if you have any pets with you, call them into the room. They love to go to the Light Ship for healing. People that come on regularly will find that when Ron starts talking, their pets will come into the room and just relax and enjoy the healing energies. So that's really wonderful. And that will probably go on for about 15 minutes or so. And then after that, we'll have a call-in period as well if anybody would like to call in. So I'll give the call-in phone number at that point. So go ahead and either type in questions on the fast chat or call us in if you can after the healing session on the Light Ship. So we'll also get into talking about some of the news, some of the new clearings that are on Ron's website that are fabulous. as well as a special healing event that's going on tomorrow that you can still take advantage of if you'd like to. So welcome to everyone. Enjoy these beautiful divine energies that you're about to experience. And back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so this portion of the program will not work on the archives. But if you're listening to an archive, then you're going to feel the love energy. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and I'll count to 10 to bring the energy in, then we'll go to the light chip. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, if you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. It could be even flowers, gardens, trees around you. That's perfectly fine, too. Even fish. So here we go. I'll count to 5 as we go up. You're going to feel the energy change around your body. You're going to feel like you're separated from your surroundings a little bit. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you notice, you're still where you are now, but you're in a different time type of reality. You're out of time. So you're going to find out that this 15 minutes basically will go by very, very quickly. So we're on the light ship now. We're talking with the light beam doctors. Each one of us has different teams that are working with us. Each team normally is 3 doctors. And we just had our body scan. And now you can request your healing for each room that we're in. I can only see one room at a time. We could be in many. Here we go. So we're going into the first room, which is the hot tub room. This is pretty standard for my conference calls that I do weekly. The hot tub room helps to take away toxins and jumpstart your immune system. So this time, the different color gels in the hot tub, this is a rainbow gel. So you may actually feel your body changing temperature a little bit. If you want to be a little warmer, just request that. Or cooler, request that too. So here comes this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's go into another location. And we're going to go into a room that has the red energy. Red energy is their life force energy. And this time we're going to have a different red. And this one will have gold energy with the red. So red and gold. So here we go. And if you're back east and it's after midnight, you may not want to have this energy too strong. So this is up to you. You don't want to be awake for maybe 2 or 3 hours more, but you may need it. So it's up to you. So here it comes. So ask your spirit what you may need. So it's coming into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's go into the tree room. This is very nice. Wonderful trees here. You can feel the tree energy. Remember, all these beings are light beings, even though they have physical form of forms that we may recognize. And they're taking on that particular physical energy before they do the ascension. And this is how they're going to appear after the ascension time. So here's the tree energy. And again, here it comes. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you who like dolphins, we'll go into a large pool of water. This water itself is rejuvenating. It's the divine silver water, sparkles like diamonds, and we'll put you in the water first, then I'll bring in the dolphin. So we're going into this divine silver water. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may feel the energy all around your body now. And let's bring in the dolphins to have healing work done by them. Remember, you have to request your healing. The light only works in the now. And they don't necessarily remember what you asked them moments ago because they're strictly in each moment. They don't keep a record of what they're working with you on because it's up to you to request your healing. So they do a healing on you. And at that point, that healing is over with once they completed it. But if you don't feel the results, then ask again. Remember, your healing takes place according to your predisposition of your body genetics, which is the thoughts of your ancestors. What is their faith? What do they believe about healing? How much stored judgment have they given you in this lifetime? This is why people have a hard time healing, because you're dealing with their energies, not ones that you think of in this lifetime. So here we go, coming to us here, the dolphin energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another location. And let's bring in the energy of Jesus. Remember, this is his true spirit energy that he was here with in his body. He had many light beings in the body, but this is the actual energy of his physical body that was here. So here he comes. We're going to his special room. So we'll increase the energy. And his energy will come through the light beam on your monitor screen. If you just tuned in, scroll down on the monitor screen, bring up the light beam on the Creation Lightship radio program, about an inch or so on your scroll bar. Here comes Jesus. So you can also click on the icons underneath the BBS fast chat too. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that feels wonderful. And we'll bring in another energy from Jesus. We'll bring in the energy of his, what you want to call it, faith. That's what we have down here. And here comes his faith energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, you can experience that. We'll bring in the energy of Jesus, his compassion energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in his healing energy. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And request your healing. Remember, on the light ship, you are healed completely. They bring to you your complete spirit energy, and that comes into your physical body, and you are healed. But each time you come back here, the emotional densities that surround your body can take away that healing, or part of that healing, or most of the healing. So this is why you want to have special healing sessions to get rid of that judgment. And this is why they talked about Jesus is healing you, healing your sins, which is your genetic predisposition, your DNA. So you have to get that cleared out, because these invisible energetic bodies wrap around the physical body, work through the physical body, and cause our illnesses. So let's bring in another energy. We'll go into a room where they work with our lungs. And here we go. Then we'll do our circulatory clearing sample that we have on the website. So here's lung energy. So stronger, stronger. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. There's some oxygen coming to you also. And the oxygen is number 49. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in another oxygen to you. Inhale, exhale a few times. Here is number 26. They bring a different number of oxygens to us for healing. And the ones that we're using is just for this show only. So they may change the numbers and they may feel different to you. So here we go, number 26. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do a sample here. We'll go into one of the rooms on the light ship. And this one here is for the circulatory clearing. This should make everybody feel wonderful within probably 10 seconds here. So we're in this room right now. This will not be the complete healing that we have on the website, but it is a sample of that. So here we go. This will help out your blood, and you may feel your body relaxing instantly, and it helps out your veins and arteries to take away the negativity, the darkness that the beings out there put on us, the aliens. So here we go. Getting rid of this energy. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You should feel your body changing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. So again, just sit back, enjoy this wonderful circulatory clearing. Now I'm going to bring in another option for your lungs, and this is number 6. So here it comes. Inhale, exhale a few times, and here we go. Number 6, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke, that feels wonderful. And let's go into another location. Let's go into the room where Mother Mary is. You might smell roses here or fragrance of flowers maybe. So we're going into her room. It's in a different part of the light ship completely. Remember, these are the original energies, the spirit energies of these beings. Not the ones brought to you by the churches, which is brought to you by the Galactic Federation, which is brought to you by the aliens. So here we go. This is true source energy of these from creation energy. So here we go. Mother Mary is coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you that maybe have a concern maybe with your lower extremities. Maybe you might have varicose veins. Maybe you might have a knee problem or an ankle problem or something. We're now going to work with those energies. So we're going to focus on the energies below your waist. And we're going into a special room now. And this room has the green energy, and it has with it orange. So here we are. Remember, these are live right now. This is why these things change sometimes from when our normal conference calls, so all the rooms are different. So here we go. This is the green with the orange energy, stronger. And again, request your healing because they see you in pure divine perfection. Stronger, 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 stronger. Remember, the light does not judge you. Stronger, it cannot judge its creations. If it did, it was the darkness. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, we'll go into one other room here. We'll go into the room which has the violet energies, and we're going to experience those. Each one has their own healing modality, and these are individual spirits with different frequencies of violet. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go on to another location. This is the room that they help to release pain from our body. And this energy that comes into us is a black-colored energy. And this time the black has little golden speckles on it. So here it comes to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in the black energy now with the silver speckles. Here it comes. You're going to feel a little change. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have pain in your body, just allow this healing to take place here. Keep requesting the healing because they can only work as long as you wish to have the healing done. They'll never overheal you. They'll never go against your free will. So an overhealing, if you don't request it, will be a healing that they're going against your free will. This is why you want to request healings. You might want to move your body. If you have maybe a sore back, kind of see how that's feeling now. You might want to get up and walk slightly. Here's more of this energy coming for maybe stiff joints, maybe back problems. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one other room here before we come back here. Let's go into the room that has the blue energy. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's come back from the light shift now, and we're going into a special room. This is the orientation room where we're talking with the light beam doctors, and they're telling us all about our healings tonight. We've been up there for quite a long time, if you were in time, but being out of time, we don't really know how long we've been there, because they only work in the moment. And we're going to come back down now. And the healing is between you and the light beam doctors. So here we go. Coming back down, I'll count to five. So one, you can feel the energy changing around you. Two, three, four, and five. And we're back. So you might want to move your body, see how you feel, and turn it back over to Sylvia. So Sylvia, are you off there?
Oh, I sure am, and wow, that was wonderful. I'm sure everyone who is with us really is feeling relaxed and peaceful and calm right now, and hopefully some of you who are seers were able to see some of the beautiful energies and beings on the light ship, and those that are feelers were feeling it, and if you aren't, it was still working anyway, so you don't have to have any belief system or, you know, don't have to have felt it or saw it. The healing energy is there. All you have to do is just request it. So tune into it, and that's it. So we have some wonderful questions that have come up on the fast chat, and we'll get into those, and then we'll have some time for callers to call in after that. So first one from Everett. I think Everett's in Australia. So hello, Everett. And he was asking, after Ron did the mind-to-heart drop at the beginning of the hour before we went to the light ship, he was asking if everyone gets a warm heart after doing the mind-to-heart drop. You want to comment on that, Ron?
I would say so. Most people feel like they're pressure that they have been dealing with is released. The pressure would be emotional traumas. Remember, when you're in your heart center, then you're out of time. And when you're out of time, then you're out of the mind control of the darkness, which I call the aliens. You're out of the mind control of the planets and stars that they have brought to you to control your body. This is why you have a natal chart, and that tells you how the darkness is here to control you. So once you catch on to this program here and these shows, you'll realize that the darkness is out there, you know, right on the surface, showing you that they're controlling your life. This is why you want to have clearings. The worst one is when they put the alien death barcode on you, on your body, and that's also associated with your natal chart, but it may not be necessarily shown in there as much as you would like it to be, but there's many death barcodes that they put on you. That's a wonderful clearing to have. Most people have three death barcodes to their body, and each time you go through a barcode, you start losing your life force energy. And for most people, by the time you have had three of those, you're about ready to give up because you just feel so poorly. Once you have these taken off of you by the light chip, then all of a sudden you may feel like you're about 10 years younger. And you actually probably, from what I have heard from other people, their skin has actually changed. They feel younger. They look younger. They're happier. And so that's one of the benefits of having it. The other thing that's on the fast chat, somebody was wondering about the spirit barcode. So that's a very interesting one. Your spirit barcode is brought to you by the aliens again. Remember, what we deal with here is aliens, okay? So I'm anti-alien, okay? The aliens have given us our religions here, which, you know, right away goes against the teachings of religion, or of Jesus anyway, not of religion, but the energies of Jesus is to go within and don't go outside of yourself. So they brought in religions here so that you must pray to something outside of yourself. That's the same thing as connecting to somebody doing spells and witchcraft. It's the same energy pool system. I won't get into that too much, but basically when you pray outside of yourself, P-R-A-Y, the other word for pray is P-R-E-Y. And when you P-R-E-Y, then you would pray to what you're praying to. You become the prey. And that's because you're knocking on their door, telling them that you want to connect to this darkness energy. And unfortunately, this is the reason why this planet Earth is in such disarray and has problems, because we have so many members going to church here, so many people in humanity, certain organizations, etc. And all these organizations, which you may want to call religion, are praying to something outside of themselves. They can't see it, but they are bringing in this darkness to here, and they use you, connect to you, cord you, and this is what happens. So you're connected to probably many, many, many alien races. They're all competing for your spirit life force energy, and this is what they steal from you. So the churches talk about that in a sense, that that's the devil. Well, the devil is the God energy. And I won't get into that much further, but anyway, that's what you're looking at, is when you go outside of yourself to bring in an energy in, and you're asking that energy for a favor. And they will give you that favor. Those aliens will give you whatever you like to have. And then from there, you're hooked up. Hook, line, and sinker. And the sinker is pretty heavy. This is why you're still listening to this BBS program right now, because you have not ascended. And this is why you have past lifetimes, because you have not ascended every 2,000 years. You have that key time to do the ascension process. And if you know that you've been here for like 50,000 years, it's because you were fooled, and that's what happened. So your spirit, when it comes to the earth here, gets a barcode put on it by the aliens to track you so that you cannot leave here. I always reference the song Hotel California by the Eagles, an older song. One of the key phrases is you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And it starts off in the song, going down a dark, dusty highway. Okay? Means you can't see where you're going, okay, into the darkness. And you're trying to kill the beast, but you can't with your steely knife, okay? So, anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. We'll get it into a little lighter note here. So, anyway, the whole thing is to connect to your own spirit. You have everything with you. You just need one book, one page. You open it up. It says, go within. So you don't want to become corded to these alien energies. Because if you do, then you're hooked up to the darkness. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'm not sure if we answered this one question about the spirit barcode clearing, which is from Marie, and that is, how long does it take to do that clearing online?
Okay, to do the barcode, to get rid of the barcode itself, okay, each clearing for a barcode is typically 2 hours, and most people have three. I'll say 80% of the people have three. Some may have five, some could have up to 10, but typically most people have three. So the first barcode clearing, and they're all the same, so when you click down the drop-down box, it's numbered 1, I think, through 10. So the number one barcode that you start off with, you do 1 hour for the barcode itself. Now, the next part of the clearing is in three parts. So part two of the clearing is your emotional trauma. So sometimes people feel very emotional because the emotional body knows that it went through a dying process and it could have lost the physical body. Remember, this is an invisible energetic body that hangs out with you. So it knows that your body would have died. So now it would have been called a ghost at that point. So it gets very upset, and you may become emotional because you might have visions of the time that the dark side chose to take you out. Okay, remember, you came in here, so they forced you in, and they're going to force you to leave. But for some reason, you chose not to leave, okay? So if you do feel emotional during that clearing, which is 30 minutes long, you can repeat it and do it for an hour if you wish. If you feel okay, then 30 minutes is perfectly fine. Then do the next part, which is part three, which will help you with your spirit, clean your spirit, and do spirit infusion to help your body. So typically it's going to take you 2 hours per barcode. So 2 hours times three is 6 hours in length, and you want to do it in one setting. And I always recommend possibly giving yourself an extra couple hours because you might get stuck doing a longer emotional healing on yourself, okay? But that's up to you. Now, after you do that whole process, now what you have, and that cost is $150, you can have three barcodes for $150, or you can do even 10 of them if you wish. You know, it's up to you, but it's the same price. And some people just want to do extra ones because they want to make sure that they're off them. Now, from there, after you complete that session, and normally people probably do this on the weekends because they have the time available for it. You know, you need 6 hours minimum. Then the next week, what you do, you get a free healing, and this is your emotional stress barcode. Just go to the same exact page, the same login information that you used for your alien death barcode. Just type in the same password and, user name. And then from there, click the little button on there, and it'll say alien stress barcode removal. And click on that one, and it's the same process. If you did, say, five initially, then do five more of that one. And each one is going to take the same amount of time, which will be 2 hours minimum. And you should feel pretty good afterwards. If somebody would like to call in who've had that clearing, that'd be wonderful just to shed some light on it. Most people feel a lot better afterwards. And so this is your alien death barcode. And your spirit barcode is the reason why you're listening to this program, because you're still here. So if you want to leave the earth plane and you know you've been here a long time and you're tired of it, And you say, what do I do to get out of here? Well, that's probably your spirit asking you that question. So to get out of here, to get the spirit out, you must do the spirit barcode removal to get the aliens disconnected from you. And the light ship will hold that energy, and it'll be off you. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so, let's see. We had a kind of a question come up right before we were going to the ship. I think when I mentioned that people could bring up their pets, Stephanie was asking, is it possible to bring up a deceased pet? And I know for the times on the radio, you just ask only for those that are present. But I was wondering for people that are interested in healings for pets that have passed on and so on, is that a possibility? Is that something that can be done, Ron?
Oh, yes, of course. A lot of times those energies are probably still around you, so you could ask for that healing and take them up to the light ship, no problem whatsoever. For people, what I have is deceased loved ones clearing, and I think that's $3, I believe, times their age, or $2 times their age, and you can do a spirit clearing on them, and you can also do a emotional clearing. Remember, you don't want to have that emotional body hop between you and all your relatives. And so this is why some people will mention that, Uncle Harry is acting much like, you know, maybe your father or something. He seems like your father now. Well, that's because the brother hopped into the other brother, the emotional body, and then all of a sudden, that person takes on those attributes, all those judgment energies that's programmed inside of the emotional body, and they're running that emotional body plus their own. And this is what happens all the time. And these emotional bodies will tend to hop between family members and relatives because they know everybody. So that's a wonderful clearing to have. If that spirit has not incarnated yet, then it's a wonderful clearing because you can get them out of the darkness. Because the light ship will look for them and take them out. So this is a wonderful thing because now they're going to do like their ascension time during the ascension period without having to worry about anything. But for yourself, since you're in a body, you're in a whole different situation because you're in a body. You took the contracts of the dark side. And they're watching you. That's why you have to have that spirit barcode removed off of you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, also on the subject of pets, we had Donna asking if our living pets ascend with us when we do.
I'll just say yes to keep it very simple. The pets will probably always ascend because they don't hold a lot of stored judgment. Why we don't understand is because we took on belief systems, and the biggest belief is probably churches, where you're connecting to something outside of yourself. Remember, you have to realize what Jesus talked about. He came to teach ascension and to prove what he did ascend. And this is the whole process. So he did ascension healings and teaching, much like we're doing on this radio program here and on the healings that we have on the website. So this is it, folks. This is the site that you want to go to if you wish to have your physical body and or with your spirit and your, energy that who you think you are ascend to get off this planet. This is it. And you need to have clearings and stuff taken away from you of judgment in order to do that process. But the spirit barcode will get your spirit off this planet. It may not get your body, because your body has stored judgment, but it will get your spirit off of here. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, then we had a question from Ada about how do you do one of these 10-hour clearings for a child who can't sit for that long?
Okay, yeah. Any absentee clearing, and that would be absentee, would not make any difference. So, you would do the clearing for them. So, you can work on anybody you wish. You don't have to talk to the person about it. You can just put their name in and do it. you know, if you have relatives, you know, in New Zealand or someplace, you know, or England or wherever, it doesn't make any difference. You don't even have to ask their permission because the spirit is doing the healing for them. The spirit is from the light ship, from creation energy, so it works perfectly. And sometimes most people, when you start talking to them about something that they know nothing about, which is probably true, they'll probably tell you no, and then you have to go through and get frustrated and talk about the light ship, and they're going to think that you're kind of wacko and not knowing what Jesus talked about. And Jesus did not use the term light ship. He used Father, but I can't use Father this time around on these healings because people will not understand it. They think, Father? What do you mean, Father? You know? But in his time, the terminology that he used for the masses was Father, for whatever reason, okay? I wish it would have used light ship. It would be a lot easier for me this time. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I think that might have made his mission just a little harder last time, though. Trying to explain that to everyone, but yeah,
yeah,
it's just so funny, the wording. You know, I think that's why he talked about stars and the heavens, and because that's what people could relate to.
Yeah.
Heavenly bodies and that kind of thing, and the Star of Bethlehem and all of that. So, so we talked a few minutes ago about when I asked you about people being able to bring up their deceased pets with them up to the light ship for clearing, and then we had O come on the fast chat, who said that they had stepped out for a minute, so was wondering if you could repeat what you had said. And the reason they're asking is because their 16-and-a-half-year-old doggy passed away today.
Okay, let's do a clearing then. So here we go. What we're going to do is take away the trauma energy from the spirit. So this will work for everybody also. If you have a pet or animal that passed on and you know that this animal is with you, it may carry some of that trauma. So we're going to release that trauma and release the emotions here from the spirit. So here we go. Normally animals don't have as much as we have. So we'll do this for this person here, probably a lady, I think. But we're going to do this since the dog is 16 and a half. I'll do this clearing here for that. So this is also on the website, but I'll do this one as a free one for this person here. So here we go. We start from each year, so 16 years right now. This is for this moment for 16 years of age. Cleared, 15, cleared, 14, cleared, 13, cleared, 12, cleared, 11, cleared, and 10, cleared. If you feel a little emotional, it's because those emotions are also leaving you. And it's also leaving the spirit of the dog. So you're going to feel much better afterwards. And here we go. 10 years, cleared. 9 years, cleared. 8 years, cleared. 7 years, cleared. 6 years, cleared. And 5 years, cleared. And now 4 years cleared, 3 years cleared, 2 years cleared, 1 year cleared, and from conception to 1 year cleared. There we go. So taking a deep breath here. A lot of sadness there, but the dog's energy will be very, very nice here. So if you anybody out there, you might even feel the dog coming around you, as it just had its clearing. This happens too. So if you feel dog energy around you, you should feel a lot of happiness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, let's see. We had one person on the fast chat saying that they were having trouble with sound. Seems to be working fine on my end. So if anyone else could type in and let us know how the sound is going, we'd appreciate that. And I'm going to just take a quick minute to give out the call-in number in case anybody would like to call in and speak to Ron live. And let's see here. So the number to call is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So if you have a question you'd like to ask Ron live, please go ahead and call in. We have about 10 minutes left, so we could probably take one or two callers. And let's see. We had a question from Peter, and I really hope Peter is able to hear this because he was having some sound problems, apparently. Peter's in Australia. But I'll ask the question anyway in hopes that he can hear your answer, Ron. And he's asking about one of the favorite rooms that people experience on the light ship, and that is the spirit room, or the room where your spirit was created. And Peter was asking if you could explain more about that room and how the light beings are able to do that and so on, and how that works.
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. So, when you are first created by the light ship, you have a room that you're in. So we make that kind of down here so that it's very easy. So you can go into many rooms, and the one room is actually your room. And so once you're in that room, this is where you're created at. Now, the room itself is very bright. There's a lot of bright light in there. In fact, we'll just bring everybody into that room right now. And we'll go back to the light ship. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You're in this room right now. And in this room, your spirit is complete. It's your male, we'll say, and female self there. Naturally, you have a twin flame. So this room is where your spirit is in totality. And when you leave the light ship, then you split into two different spirits. So you're only half complete. This is why people yearn for their other half, or they go in and out of relationships. But on the light ship, you're whole and complete when we go into this room. So this is why you should be feeling right now very peaceful. And this is your complete frequency of where you were created. Remember, when you come down here, part of your spirit, through the darkness energies, the aliens, they steal parts of you. So this is why it's so hard to have a healing physically here. But on the light ship, you are healed because they have to rematerialize all of you to join your body energy. Remember, when you go to the light ship, like right now, you're on the light ship physically. If you're wearing pajamas, you have those on. If you have a suit on, you have that on. And if you happen to be in the bathtub, well, you're there with all your bubbles, okay? So you're there, and they'll give you a robe, so don't worry. But you're there just the way you look. And this is the way it is, and your spirit, when you go there, comes into you and unites with your physical body. Now, if you are missing a part of you, it doesn't make any difference. Your body will have the healing on the light, so this is why everything is done in divine perfection. But when you come back here, there's parts and pieces missing of you. This is what we do on these 8-hour calls that we're having tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. We connect you with the parts of you that the dark side has stolen. And we take out extraterrestrial energies. If you wish to listen to a couple of the programs on the top of my website, you can go there. And there's a drop-down box. It's a green little box there on the very top center. And you can listen to a couple of the shows. One of the shows for these alien life forms was on 11:30:07. And the other show is 10:10:08. These are both shows about alien life form removal. Also on the website, for $30, you can get on that. And there's an alien attack removal. The parasites are listed there, too. It's pretty complex. To the first-timer, you might get very overwhelmed. But believe me, this is probably a lot of people's best friend once they get used to it. And it's $30 a month. And you can get on there and have these clearings. I think it's also maybe $10 a week. But on the call tomorrow, we go in there and you're on the light ship for a whole week during each one of these calls here. So you're able to be on the light ship as they start putting you back together again, taking away your negativity, the alien life forms inside of you that you cannot see but are causing you harm, destroying destroying your body, destroying your energetics, and bringing back your spirit to you. So back to you, Sylvia, and hopefully you can feel the energy. I'll bring you back down right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So let's see. Oh, this is a great question here on the fast chat from Marie. And it's about when you're doing clearings on the website and you're doing it for somebody else as an absentee. So you're sitting there and you type in their name. How does the lightship know really, you know, like which, who that is?
Okay, yeah.
Or are they, like if you put in Tom Smith, does every Tom Smith on the planet get the same clearing, or how do they know?
Very, very good. Yeah, it's they know who you're connected to. So automatically those energies are connected because you're, in a sense, energetically connected. Another word can be corded to that person, and they know exactly who it is instantly. And then the energy will work through you. Sometimes through doing clearings on this type of situation or any of the clearings that would be a remote-type clearing or absentee clearing, you may actually feel energies leave you. A lot of people who do this, they'll let me know afterwards. They'll say, gee, Ron, you know, I was connected to my deceased mother, and I did this clearing on her, and I felt her energy, and it left me. Or maybe you're working with somebody, and you go, wow, they got a lot of heartache. I didn't know that, because you're connected to it. So as this energy gets released from them, the benefit is it gets released from you too. And so this is the great thing about these clearings, is that not only are you helping them, you're helping yourself and maybe relatives also or other people around. So they benefit even though you don't even know who they are. And their benefit is that you're doing this clearing. So everybody benefits. And a lot of people, I mentioned, you know, to do the emotional clearing maybe on your boss or coworkers, et cetera, if they're giving you a hard time, do that on them. Your life will be much, much nicer as a general rule, because their stuff, their baggage that they're judging you with is taken away. Remember, the emotional clearing takes away the judgment in this lifetime of all your situations. I won't say all of them, but almost all of them. It's like 95% eliminated. That's what I'm doing right now. We'll just do a quick emotional clearing. We did that at the beginning of the show here. Think of a situation now that you've been dealing with. Could be anything. And we'll just release it. Okay? There we go. Ready to start this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's gone. There. That's quick. This is why Jesus said to you, you are healed. This is how fast the light shift works. You don't have to think about it, typically, or work it through. The light ship doesn't need to know what it is. It's just eliminated. But when I do these clearings, I like people to validate the clearing, so I like them to think about something. You never lose the experience. You're going to still see it, but you will lose the trauma associated with it that keeps recycling and suffocating you in negativity. Remember, the dark side lives on your emotional traumatic energies. They love that energy. The more they can make you suffer, the better off they like it. And, you know, they don't care, you know, what happens to you. Eventually, they're going to kill you because you have your alien death barcode on you. And they'll cause situations in your life to take you out. So you get rid of these clearings, and all of a sudden you're at free choice. I can't say you're going to live a lot longer, but you will feel much better. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I see that our time is just about at an end, and there's a couple things I wanted to mention briefly before we end off. And one of those is about your new free clearing on the website on orbs. Could you tell us about that?
Oh, boy. That's we just started that on Wednesday. All I can tell you is that when I started the call on Wednesday, the fast chat was like buzzing. And it was alive, and these things are just leaving people like crazy. So these energies, which you might feel tomorrow on the show, we'll bring in some orb energies, not on the show, but on the conference call, the 8-hour conference call. I'm just kind of thinking that maybe these orb energies are the jellyfish energies
before they turn into a jellyfish. So I'm just kind of thinking about that. Can't guarantee that, but boy, these things sure interact this way. So there's different colored ones. It's a free clearing. Go on the website and give it a try. And, you know, you could even feel sick a little bit as energies get released from you. And, you know, you may have a roller coaster ride, but you will feel better afterwards. So just give it a try. A lot of people have had great results. I think we had a lot of people commenting on the blue ones, that they felt a lot of negativity leaving them when they put in the blue orb. So just go down and just see how you feel. And the proof's in the pudding. A question about, can you do a healing on somebody if you don't know the person's name? Yes, you can. You know, you just think about them and just put in, you know, maybe what you think their name is. Maybe you only know their first name or nickname or something. That would work too. Or just say, I don't know, and just think about them, and instantly they'll be connected, so you don't have to have that person's actual physical name. So I guess our show is wrapping up here.
Yeah, Ron, before we get off, could you talk briefly about tomorrow's clearing for people that might like to take advantage of that intensive?
Yeah, you can go on the website and use PayPal to pay for it. It's an 8-hour conference call. I think it's $200 for the two calls if you wish to get on both of them, or it's, I think, $150 for a newcomer coming on to only one call. So either way it would work for you. But I'd recommend, if you can, to get on, you know, the next two calls here. And we get rid of the alien life forms. In fact, I'll get rid of one right now. I know our show's about ready to end, but here we go. We'll get rid of the octopus energy. There's many of these on us, in us, but this will be wrapped around your throat. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release the octopus energy. These are invisible energetic life forms that are from the darkness. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one just got released. But check out the BBS archives, and you're going to find that it's incredible how your body's going to feel afterwards. So, and this is what we do during these 8-hour calls, bring you back into spiritual integrity, bring back your spirit that was stolen by the darkness, and take away these energetic things inside of you. And there's many of them. So I guess that's basically it. And our next program on BBS is Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. The 8-hour conference call tomorrow starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, ends at 6 o'clock Pacific. And then the following call, which will be the next Sunday at the same time. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and thank you for listening. Goodbye, everybody, and good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for the wonderful questions on the Fast Chat. Enjoy this beautiful energy of the light being in front of you, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
Okay. Bye, everybody.